This is Train for Trades Guild Radio with Tom Jinks.
My name's Scott, I'm 24, I'm doing electrics and I'm doing my second day on week one.
So Scott, let's start by finding out about you then. What were you doing before Train for Trades Guild?
Well, at the moment I'm still working for Severn Trent Services. Literally doing settled sewage samples, different samples around England.
So how long have you been doing that job then?
I'm currently at Severn Trent for 3 years.
So that's it's a full-time job, isn't it?
Yeah.
So how have you found sort of balancing it then? Balancing your full-time job then with studying for your course?
It's quite good because my employees are quite supportive of me and they've given me the 2 weeks off at the moment. So they haven't had no trouble with that. When I get home, I just read for a couple of hours, do some work on it, and then obviously do the tests when needed.
Have you got any sort of studying tips or any ways that you do that you found have worked really well?
Just highlighting major points. So you highlight them once you've read it, and then once you flick through it another time to read over, then you can just make that with the sticking.
So you're training to be an electrician then?
Yep.
Have you always had an interest in electrics?
Yeah, well, I'm the type of person that I like to take things apart and have a look and see how it works. So when I finished school, I tried to get into electrics when I was 16, but all the courses were full, so I pursued another avenue.
Have you been doing any electrical work or anything like that around your course and around your job?
Well, when I was 16, I was a labourer and I was just like learning little bits at the time and helping different people out, but not as much as now, what I'm learning now.
So, Scott, what are your plans then? Once you've finished your course and once you're qualified, what do you plan to do?
I plan to go with someone because I'm quite young still. I probably need more experience out in the real world. And then hopefully when I'm a bit older, I'll go on my own or start a business or something like that.
So let's talk about the practical training then, which you're on now. Yep. How's it going?
Second day and it's going great. First day was just going over the books that we've got up to at the moment and we had a little quick test. Everything was fine on that. So the second day, we're in the practical now doing a two-way, one-way lighting circuit.
So Scott, for the people that are listening to this and want to train as an electrician or want to retrain and take up a new career or a trade, have you got any advice for them about what to do?
Yeah, I would certainly go for Train for Trades because it's pretty simple. You pay for the course, you get all your books sent to you, no hassle. And then when you're due in for the obviously practical work, it's literally over the phone and then you're literally in there with a certain date. So it's all pretty simple and all easy to do.
That's great, Scott. Thank you very much for joining us.
Okay, thank you.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.